Last week we worked on Sugya Balyura and Balyumatze. The two lavin which the Torah gives for chometz. As we spoke in that Dhamma in the beginning, there are three yesodis by chometz. There's the Isser of Achila, there's the Isser of Balyura and Balyumatze, which always go together, and then there's the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. So what we spoke about last week, the lav of Bal Yura Bal Yemotze, which comes from the Pasuk Shivas Yomim, Poshit, it would seem from the Torah that these lavim only start at night. From the time Pesach comes in, which is at night, that's when the lavim start. So the Mishnah comes along, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, that says that even from Chatzos, from the end of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of the chometz. Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, exactly how far, exactly how much earlier around Chatzos. But from the end of the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour, that's clear that the chometz has to be burnt. So the Gemara comes along and has the Shaila and says, Minolo, where does this come from? We just got finished saying that Bal Yerah, Bal Yemotze starts at night. Kosher. So why should you have to get rid of the chometz from the end of the seventh hour? What could be wrong? Minola, how do we know it? So the Gemara looks for Psukim. So there's a very important Rashi, that Rashi is Medayi. Rashi says, Minolon, Bechara, maybe it's Xerah D'Rabbana. Rashi speaks out, because you can't say that it's all the Rabbana from the afternoon till night, because people wouldn't make such a big mistake. People wouldn't come along and make such a big mistake to think that between day and night. So therefore, Rashi explains, that's how the Gemara knew Minolon, it must be an Issa D'Oraisa. So the Gemara looks for Psukim. But Rashi speaks out, it can't be Midrabbanon, a Gzeira Midrabbanon, because the Gzeira Chacham are not going to have to go, are not going to make such a Gzeira 6 hours before nighttime. Why should you have to make such a Gzeira? So the Gemara looks for Psukim. But Akashi was bothering me, and I saw later on the Tzlach as the Akashi. So the Gemara did a very interesting Shaila. The Tzlach comes along and asks the Shaila, maybe it is a Gzeira Midrabbana. What's the Gemara looking Minola? How do we, that it has to be an Issa Midaraisa? That from Tashbisa, the Gemara has to look for all kinds of drushes. That it's a Chiyav Minat Torah. To get rid of the Chometz in the middle of the 14th day, maybe it's a Derabbana. Why? What's the Derabbana Dika Issa? Derabbana Dika Issa is like this. The Gemara in Daf Chav Ches on the day says that there's an Isser to eat chometz from Chatzos and on. The Gemara, it's Machlokes, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, but Pashtus, the way we most Tanoim hold, that the Isser of chometz, of eating chometz, starts from the seventh hour. It's called Lifnei Zmanah. Toich Zmanah means the 7 days of Pesach. But the Isser of chometz, of eating chometz, starts from the seventh hour, min ha-Torah, even though there's no chorus, like we've said in the Hakdama Shir, that the Isser of achilas chometz starts from the seventh hour, so the Tzlach has the Kasha. So what's the Gemara looking for Psukim? How do we know that you have to get rid of the chometz? From the beginning of the seventh hour, min ha-Torah, maybe it's only Dirabbana. What's the Dirabbana? Because if we're saying that there's an Isser min ha-Torah, that you're not allowed to eat the chometz from the seventh hour and on, an Erev Pesach, so just like Tais Vishita says, why do you make a bedikah b'chlal? You could be always get away with bittul. So Tais Vishita is, because Shema Yavoi la'oichlot. You always make it, so you see that Chachamim were machayev to check out the chometz from the house. Because maybe you'll find it and you'll come to eat it. So maybe that's why you should have to burn it. For as soon as the Isser Achila starts, that's when the Zman of beer should start. That is Psukim. There's three Lo Yechol Chometz. There are extra Psukim.
There's no chorus.
of achila. You're not allowed to eat it.
You're not going to go make shemitah siyuv just for that.
Beautiful. In other words, only on gevaldik. You made up for it, gevaldik. That's a shock to wounds. That maybe only on during Pesach, where if you'll eat it, there'll be a key of chorus. So they made a pedika. That's gishmak. But that, let's hold on. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask a similar question. What's the iser of eating? What's the iser of eating in the day? Maybe
that's a lav. That's a lav without chorus. Lo yochel chometz.
Midraisa.
That's a midraisa. But so the shaila is the tzlach yes l'chara. Maybe they should come along and make the gzera, just like Shem Yevul Echloyim, Bal Yerua, Bal Yemotzeh, like we spoke out, some Achreinim learn. What? The Gemara says, Minolon the Osir. So the Shaila is, what's Pshat Osir? You have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. That's what it says. Surfing. You have to get rid of it. So the Kash is, what is the Gemara looking for Pesukim? That you have to get rid of the Chometz, and the Gemara has to make drushes. That Tashbisu starts in the middle, even if Tashbisu would only be on Yontif. The mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. But maybe the Mishnah says that you have to get rid of it, not to be Irvin Bal Yerua. So the Tzlach Taka finishes off and he wants to bring Raya's Taka to Rashi Shita. That you don't make such a Gzera Shem Yavol Oichor. It's very interesting. The Tzlach goes with the gang. Vaistes Leitais Vishita, you have no Eitzah. Because Leitais Vish that you see the Chachomim made Bedika. Because maybe you shouldn't come to eat it. But so, what's the whole Gemara's cash over here? So he brings the right to Rashi Shita. Rashi says, why do you make B'dikas Chometz? Kadei Shola Lava Ba'yura Ba'yamotze. Even though Rashi Gufa, some Achreinim hold Rashi's Moida. But the Tzlach goes with the guy that according to Rashi, there's no Gzera Shem Yevul Oichor. So in Mela, that's why the Gemara said, you have to look for Psukim, that you have to get rid of the Chometz. But Rashi is very geschmack, because like Rashi, we don't see that the Chachomim made a Gzera to get rid of Chometz in order not to come to eat. No, it's also Bano also. That's Echidus Rachil, Echidus Ano. We're going to get to Bal Yerua soon. Now we're just discussing why couldn't the Gemara take on that you have to get rid of it al segzera v'achilu. That was the kasha. We're soon going to touch the next step. Yeah.
How could we say Rashi doesn't hold the Shem Yav Locha when the Gemara?
That's quite a different case. It's not that kasha. Take a look in the Tzlach. It's good. It speaks about that type. Okay.
Because
he talks about that. Just. Yeah, no, that's the set. That we're going into the etzim. Why didn't the Chachomim be mechayvi to get rid of the chometz at the? Maybe it's minhag midrabbanan. Maybe the whole din of burning chometz is in order not to be over on value on. Okay, so we wanted to taina another chat. Maybe you could say like this: that even like Tosfos, it's good. Why? Even like Tosfos, who says that the Chachamim made a chi of bedika on the house. Kidei shol yavala oichloi. But still, the Gemara held that cannot be enough of a reason to have to burn the chometz at the seventh hour. Why? Without the shmuz. Gabriel said it's not because in such a gzera, you don't make a gzera only on Pesach itself because there's issa karos. But to make a gzera, maybe you come to eat it on Erev Pesach. Since there's no chorus on Erev Pesach, Chacham wouldn't go so far to make a gzera. Even without that, we're saying a simple teretz like that when did the Chacham make a gzera? That pshat is if you have a house, and if you will not make bedika at all, maybe you'll come, you'll find the chometz. And you like it so much, you'll see the donut, and you get such a chesed for it, that you'll come to eat it. That's only before, without the deacon. But over here, this Gemara is talking about you makayim the mitzvahs hachamim. That means at night you made the deacon. And you have a whole basket full of chametz in front of you. Now, why did you make the deacon? How'd you get this chametz in front of you? Because you knew there's a mitzvahs hachamim, that you have to look for chametz in order to burn it. So the Gemara says a svar, who atzman machzel el asarfa mechok ochel minei. He himself went through the tirch of making the bedikah. And he had to search out all the chametz. So since he has the chametz right in front of him, so we're not afraid that he's going to come to eat it. But the Chachamim will only make a gzeri if you're not going to make a bedika. Then, if you're just going to find chametz, you might come to eat it. But if the person is an erlach yid and he was mekayim the mitzvahs chachamim and he made the bedika, so the shaila is now: when should he burn it? He has a choice: should he burn it now, during the day, or should he wait for when the mitzvah is chal? So the Gemara held that there's no logic that the chacham should make a gzera to make him burn right away, because he's ready to do the mitzvah. The only shaila, he wants the mekayim tashbisu. The shaila is: should he do it now, earlier, or should he do it whenever he's supposed to do it? Let's say at night. Assuming the mitzvah min haTorah would be to destroy it at night. So there's no reason to make a gzera. Why? Because he did the bedika and he has in mind that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore there's no gzera. The only gzera shem yav la'echlo is before he made a bedika. Without bedika there's a gzera. No, because he read. What do you mean? He already made it. So there's nothing he can do about it. When he finds it on there, then he has to put a cover over it also. But here, the pshat is, we're talking about the chametz that was found in the bedikah. Since he went out of his way to do the mitzvah, we're not afraid that he's going to fall into the chashash of eating it. So here, that'll be a teretz, even like Rashi. Even like Tosfos Gaon, that the chachamim do make the gzeir of the bedikah is Shem Yavala Aichloi, but still the Chachamim held that why should you have to burn the chametz earlier than nighttime, than Pesach? So the Gemara has to say, looks for Psukim. That says Tashbisu. Oh. So the Gemara comes out with Psukim that min haTorah you have to destroy the chametz from on Erev Pesach. And therefore, without a gzera, you don't have to come on to a gzera shem yavol oichle. Min haTorah yimochuyev to mekayim mitzvahs tashbisu. Okay. So here, after the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says that mitzvahs tashbisu starts from the seventh hour and on. So here we have this several nekudas. How do we know? The Gemara says, the Abaye comes along and says, since we have a stirim sukkim, one pasuk says 7 days, and one pasuk says achmiyam erishin. So Abaye learns out that the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu starts in the middle of the 14th day. What's work first on Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva later on comes along and says, ain't it so? You don't need any stirim sukkim. You have, Rabbi Kiva has a very lumdish way to know that the mitzvah of tashbisu must be before the 7 days of Yom. Why? Because Rebbe Kiva says Tashbisu is Sreifa. And you can't do Sreifa on Yontif. So therefore it must be on Erev Yontif. When on Erev Yontif? So on that you have Ach. In the middle of the day. Ach Cholov. So that teaches us in the middle of the Erev Yontif you have to burn the Chametz. But it can't be on Yontif, because you have a problem of a malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Kiva's shita is based on three points. In order for Rebbe Kiva to prove his yisoy that Tashbisu is Erev Yontif from the sixth hour, from the seventh hour and on, he has to hold three things. First of all, he has to hold like Rebbe Yehuda, Ein Bi'er Chometz Ela Sreifa. Because if you hold like the Chachamim, you could do it on Yontif. According to the Chachamim, you could be Mekayim Tashbisu by crumpling up the Chametz. There's no Maveira to do that on Yontif. Yeah.
Why not? So we're talking about Tashbisu, we're going to make Bittul also.
So when we talk about Bittul, according to Tosfos, Bittul is not Tashbisu. You mean like Rashi, you have a problem. That's one of Tosfos' Tanis and Rashi. One of Tosfos, which is a separate Shmuz. Bittul, what? How do you know Bittul is Tashbisu? That's Rashi Shita, we talked about. But that leaving a separate problem. A separate problem, leave go a bit. We hope to talk about it at the end of the week. Okay, so that's the first point. The second point is Havara L'chalek Yontif, which means that Rebbe Kiva has to hold Havara is a regular Malach like every other Malach. Because if Rebbe Kiva would hold Malav Yotzes, that means that there's something special about burning from all the Lamites, Malachas, and Shabbos. Havora is lalav yotzis, that means that there's no chiyav koris, there's no chiyav skila. So then, it would be a problem. You couldn't hold his lungs. Two pshatim in Tosfos, you went to the Tosfos. either the Lashon, because Rabbi Kiva calls it an Av Malacha, and if it's Lalav Yotzis, it's not an Av Malacha, you're not allowed to do it, but it wouldn't be called an Av Malacha. And according to the second shot in Taisus, you'd be allowed to do it on Yom Tov completely. Big Kiddush in Taisus, that if you hold on Shabbos, Lalav Yotzis, that a person makes a fire on Shabbos, he's only Arv Lalav, on Yom Tov he'd be allowed to do it completely. So then there'd be no problem. You could burn the chumas. So it must be Rebbe Kiva holds L'chalik Yotzis, which means really Havar is a regular Malacha. Why did the Torah single it out? L'chalik, to give us an example of one Malacha. That you don't have to do all 39 Malachas to be over on Shabbos. It's enough even if you do one. That's the second Shita. That's the second point Rebbe Kiva has to hold, L'chalik Yotzis. And the third point is that Rebbe Kiva does not hold a Mitoich. So most we shouldn't learn that Rebbe Kiva is getting into the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in Masechta Beya, whether the Torah says such a heter of mitoich, which means Beis Hillel says any malacha like cooking, like making fire, that the Torah was matter for Eichel Nefesh for food purposes. So you're allowed to do it on Yontif, even if you don't use it for the purpose of cooking. For instance, burning chametz. According to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, who says mitoich, so you'd be allowed to burn chametz on Yontif. Because just like you're allowed to burn wood to cook and bake, so mitoich shutzer. Where exactly mitoich comes from? This big Torah, exactly the heter of mitoich. Oh, it's very difficult because the Gemara itself it doesn't mention clearly. So the Achrayim there's a whole sefer written on the sugya, mostly on mitoich. Interesting. It's a whole sefer about that, about the heter of mitoich. But there is such a heter. But Beis Shammai says no. You don't say mitoich shantul tzer. You know, according to Beis Shammai, burning wood is only for the purpose of cooking and baking. So. But to cook, to burn something like chametz, which is not for any purpose of eating, so you have no heter to do it on Yom Tov. So Rebbe Kiva Poshet has to hold like Beis Shammai. There are other ways to get around it, depending on Tosfos here, but it could be that that really Rebbe Kiva is moited to Beis Hillel. Rebbe Kiva would also be moited to Beis Hillel, to Mitoich. The only problem is the reason why over here Rebbe Kiva holds, Rebbe Kiva says you don't, over here there's no tzarech at all. There's no purpose at all, even though it's a tzarech mitzvah. So if you hold the tzarech mitzvah, it's not called a tzarech. There's no, in other words, ben adla chaver, there's no purpose to burn the chametz. He has absolutely no benefit from it. So even Beis Hillel himself is also holds that you have to have a shtickle has to be a tzarech. So over here you have to say that over here it's the reason why you're not allowed to burn it is because there's no benefit to the person. These are the three nekudas that the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Kiva, in order for Rebbe Kiva to hold that tashbisu is from Erev Yontif, he has to hold these three points. Alright. So Taisus comes along, I'll just say over a very interesting kasha of Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega has a kasha, he asks like this. According to, what is Rebbe Kiva saying? Rebbe Kiva is saying that you're not allowed to burn the chametz on Yom Tov because you have no benefit from it. So he asks the kasha, he says, L'chora, why not? You should be able to cook something on this chametz. Oh, are you going to tell me it's osur b'hanah? Good.
This is not what you're thinking. What? Something else on top of the fire.
I know, but you. Oh, so it depends. Like this. What? L'chora, you should be able to take this chametz and cook for it and cook on Yom Tov. Take the chametz, right? Taisva says. If you looked in Taisva says. That, what do you mean? Chometz is also b'hano. So the Rikivega asks two kashas. One kasha is, what's the pleasure that you're getting? what's the pleasure that you're getting when you take chametz and you burn, you take a loaf of bread, you light a fire to it, and then on top of the fire you put something to cook, a pot or an egg. The pleasure is that through this chametz, the egg gets cooked. So Rabbi Kivege says like this, we have a machlokes in the Gemara in the second parag, where the yesh shvach eitzim bepas, or ein shvach eitzim bepas. Yesh shvach eitzim bepas means when the wood gets burnt and it cooks up something, do we picture like the, as if the part of the wood is in the bread? Because with let's say you cooked up potatoes. You took raw potatoes and you cooked them on top of firewood. So if you hold yesh shvach eitzim bepas, so when you eat these cooked potatoes, it's as if you're getting pleasure from the wood, because without the firewood, the potatoes wouldn't get cooked. So then it's osir bahano, because the pleasure that you're getting from the potatoes is as if you got it from the wood. And the wood over here is chametz, which you're not allowed to know. But if you hold ein shvach eitzim bepas, that means that the pleasure, the fact that the fire destroys, the fire eats up, consumes the wood or the chametz. It creates heat. The heat bakes the potatoes. When you eat the potatoes, you know, you have nothing to do with the wood anymore. So if you hold ein shvach eitzim bepas, should be no problem. This is the Rebbe Kivege, it's kasha. What? But when you burn something to cook something else, this is what Rebbe Kivege says. When you burn the chametz, in order to cook something, l'charetz talina machlekes yesh shvach eitzim or ein shvach eitzim. So the Gemara should have said, Shema Minar from Rebbe Kiva, fourth thing, that Rebbe Kiva holds, Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. In order for Rebbe Kiva to hold his, that you're not allowed to burn this chametz, it must be that he holds Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas, that whenever you burn the chametz, even if you cook something on top of this chametz, it's as if you're having pleasure from the chametz. Yeah, see?
Doesn't the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to burn chametz in Tanner Jirayim, because you're...
Talks about that point. Gemal. That's only Midrabonim. That's only Midrabonim. That could be Midrabonim made Xerah. But Minatara, the question is, Rebbe Kiva is going Minatara. Rebbe Kiva is trying to learn Pshat. Gemal. Rebbe Kiva is trying to learn Pshat in the Pusik. When the Torah says Tashbisu, which means burning, does the Torah mean Tashbisu on Yontif or Tashbisu before Yontif? So Rebbe Kivega says, in order for Rebbe Kiva, in order for Rebbe Kiva to pull out, to be machriach from the pasuk, that you tashbisu must be before yontif, the chari Rebbe Kiva has to hold that you're not allowed to have pleasure from the chometz while it's burning, which means he has to hold yesh shvach eitzim bepas. Because if Rebbe Kiva would hold ein shvach eitzim bepas, so it comes out that there's nothing wrong with taking this chometz and burning it. While you're burning the chametz, you could also be cooking potatoes on it. While you're mekayim tashbisu, let him have potatoes cooking on top of it, and there'll be nothing wrong. So how does Rebbe Kiva know it must be before yontif? Maybe it's on yontif. So it must be that he has to hold the fourth. So the Gemara shaila in the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say shchamina dalet? That's one kasha Rebbe Kivega. And Rebbe Kivega asks another kasha. Into another, he says the chara like this. Even if you hold that yesh vach eitzim bepas, it's still shver. Even if Rebbe Kiva will hold that yesh vach eitzim, that the pleasure that you have from whatever when you're cooking with something, so the firewood goes into the food, that's shat yesh vach eitzim bepas. But he said that's only good by wood. L'moshe wood. In other words, no, the benefit shvach eitzim, not the pshat, the taste. But since you couldn't get the thing cooked, I mean, that would be the same shiloh. Oh, if it's mutter bano, there's no problem at all. No, it's only the hano. In other words, the pleasure. Good. What? No, but again, the second kash is going to be even if you hold yesh shvach eitzim, it's still shver. Why? Because even if you hold yesh shvach eitzim bepas, still you should be allowed to cook something on top of the chametz. Why? You're always going to catch it. Why? Because chametz is not wood. There's a big difference between firewood and taking chametz to burn. Why? Firewood, where's it in the gear? Fire. mushal, tree of an asherah, tree of an avodah zorah, right? If you chop down the tree of avodah zorah, so you're not allowed to have any pleasure of the tree, you're not allowed to carve something out of it, right? But the shaila is, are you allowed to burn the firewood and cook something, use it for cooking? On that you could say, yesh v'acheitzim v'pas. Why? Because the purpose of fire, what's the purpose of wood? The purpose of wood is for burning. So it's kederach hanor, that's a normal hanor. But if you take bread, which is normally eaten, and you make a fire out of bread, so the Rebbe Kiveger asks, that's shaloi kederach hanor. That's not the normal way, that normal pleasure of food is not the firewood. It's much cheaper to go firewood. Man's not going to take steaks to make a fire. Man takes wood. So the kasha of Kiveger is, at least min ha-tera, you should always be allowed to burn the chametz on yontif, to use it for cooking. Are you getting pleasure out of the chametz? What's the pleasure that you're cooking? But that's a shaloi kederach hanor. That's not the normal hanor from food. So this is the Kiveger's second kasha. On this, some achrayim want to give a teretz like this. That since you're not allowed to eat it anyway, it becomes kederach. Since normally avad, it's not normal. Man has to be meshuga to take good food and use it for fuel. But on chometz, on Pesach, since anyway you're not allowed to eat it, so then it becomes natural. Then it becomes a normal hanor to burn it in order to use it for wood. So then it becomes kederach. But Rebbe Kiveger himself takes on that burning food is shaloi kederach. Doesn't matter just because now it happens to be on Pesach and you have an iser. You look at the meichel, you look at the cheftza. The cheftza of food, it's not normal to burn. So therefore Rebbe Kiveger has a kasha. How does Rebbe Kiva know that tashbisu, which is burning, must be on Erev Yontif? The kasha on the Gemara comes out. The shmuz and taisis, but to make it simple, I just spoke out the two kashas of Rebbe Kiveger directly. The second kasha of Rebbe Kiveger is, how does Rebbe Kiva know that tashbisu must be on Erev Yontif? Just because it's burning, maybe it's on Yontif. And on Yontif, you'll burn it in such a way that you'll cook on top of it while you're burning, so you won't be over the Meleches Yontif, because you'll be doing it for the purpose of preparing food. You'll be Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu, and you'll have no problem. That's the Biki Vegas Kasha. One second.
Is there a time limit on how long this
chometz
is burning that it no longer is called chometz?
The Fakerte. Once it's not chometz, you have no problem at all.
Now,
the Kasha is even...
Point, now that it's cold...
Then it's even better. Then it's stam, it's like cold. Fakerte. It's even better. The only Kasha is... The Kasha is you should even be allowed to burn and get pleasure out of the chometz while it's considered chometz. Because it's shaloi kederach, because that's not the normal way of having pleasure from chametz. Shaloi kederach, the Gemara in second parak says shaloi kederach is mutter. Shaloi kederach hanor, chametz, shaloi kederach. The only iser of having of chametz is a normal way. Shaloi kederach is a famous sugya, chizki, you know, the Indian, Rabbi Yechanan, there's a whole big Torah in the second parak of shaloi kederach.
Even if you hold yesh vachetz.
I said the kasha, the second kasha of Kiveger is even if you hold yesh vachetz, and that's only by wood of Yisurei Anor, you're not allowed to burn it. But chometz, which is a food, you should be allowed to burn it in such a way where you're getting Anor. Yeah, but the question is of having pleasure. The question is, how does Rebbe Kiva know that tashbisu can only be done before yontif? Because on yontif you're not allowed to burn. But if you, Rebbe Kiveger asks, let him burn it in such a way to use the chametz as firewood, and you're allowed to burn for cooking purposes. You're allowed to burn. You're allowed to make a fire on yontif for cooking purposes. So let him take this chametz and use this chametz for making a fire to cook food. You're not allowed to have anor from chametz, and cooking is considered a hanor. So the Rebbe Kiveger says that's not the normal way of getting pleasure from chametz. We're talking about the point of getting pleasure from the chametz. Burning is not the normal way of getting pleasure. We're not describing tashbisu over here. We're not discussing getting rid of the chametz. We're discussing, are you allowed to get pleasure by cooking up a pot of potatoes on top of chametz. While you're burning the chametz, you'll so the Rebbe Kivei takes on, that's called shalaki derech. That's not the normal way of getting pleasure of chametz, and the Torah didn't say that. So you would be allowed to get that such pleasure. No, so according to everybody, Sfer and the Gemara, either way, why does Rebbe Kivei, how does Rebbe Kiva know that Tashbisu has to be before Yontif? Maybe it's on Yontif in such a way that it's mutter. How would be such a way of mutter? That you'll cook food on top of it, and you won't have any problem with Yeshvach Eitzim because it's Shalak Yederach Hanu.
What is a good answer? The kasha that really Rabbi Kiva made a Gezerah that since it's possible to...
Rabbi Kiva can't go to Gezerah. Rabbi Kiva is learning in Rabbi Kiva. Who you got, Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara?
Yeah. The reason you're worried about the Av Melacha of burning is because maybe Pesach will fall on Shabbos. So therefore, since...
No, that's not what Rabbi Kiva says. Kiva says on Yontif, that's not a problem.
No, because we find, because in Bay we find that they made a gzeira of eating.
No. Rabbi Kiva is going on Yontif. On Shabbos, that you're getting an gzeira drabonah. We're looking for a case that will have to apply to every case in which is a case of Yontif.
Okay.
So then Mamela, that's why you're not allowed to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called not Derech Hanoah, it's a Derech where it's destroyed.
I mean, but once you can't eat it, so then if you're going to want to have Hanoah and not be over the Yisr...
It's the Derech what to do with it, I hear it, but in fact it's a Derech Hanoah.
You want to say the Rebbe Kivei held that way? All right, could be. Okay. Now, after we come along and we have psukim, after we have the drushes, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts from the seventh hour, we have an interesting machlokes, really two machlokes here. When it comes to seventh hour, and there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu chal on him on Erev Yontif, we have a big machlokes achrinim. What would be if he wants to wait a half hour? It comes the time, right? It comes the time of the seventh hour. So, first of all, I'll start a little earlier. One machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is Tashbisu supposed to be done before the seventh hour? In other words, you should do it already and be finished by the seventh hour? Or does Tashbisu mean the beginning of the seventh hour? Wait till the seventh hour comes and then start with Tashbisu. That itself is a big machlokes. Tosfos shita is that Tashbisu means only after it's already usur and already the seventh hour has come. If you do it before then, it could be a mevatel the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah. Just like a person has no chametz and it comes Pesach, it could be he has no mitzvah. Exactly what, but he certainly there's nothing, no action for him to do. According to Tosis, if you burn the chametz before the seventh hour, you haven't accomplished anything. You might as well just throw it away.
So what's the concept of Kol Pesach? Don't start Kol Pesach after.
Good. So you'll start Tosis holds with Zman Yisr. You'll start. Yeah. You'll wait a few minutes. It'll come to Zman Yisr. You'll be majbis the chametz, and then you'll start Lysishka. I like your aura. It'll come out taken that you can't start the Karm Pesach Mamish at that time. They will come out like that. But it's no problem. You'll be Mekayim Tashbisu, and then you'll do the Karm Pesach.
Why?
What?
It says you should give the Karm Pesach at the seventh hour, so I won't give it then.
Yeah, but you can't, because then you first start doing the chametz.
Why should you push off the Karm Pesach?
What
gives right to push off the Karm Pesach?
I mean, because that's Lysishka, so... I mean, the Torah is, according to Tosfos, the Torah wants you to do that mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu at the seventh hour. So the Torah says, lo sishchat, you got to wait. According to this taka, you'll be missing those few minutes that it takes. It could be like, you see later on, like the Magen Avraham, it'll be better. Because you can't wait. You, for the Korban Pesach, it's not every second doesn't count. But for Tashbisu, every second counts. That's why you can push it off. We'll soon see another machlokes if by Tashbisu, every second makes a difference. But Tosfos Shita is you wait to the seventh hour. Rashi Shita is no, that Tashbisu is supposed to be, you're supposed to do it before. By the time it comes the seventh hour, this is all Minat Torah. This is Manena that we push everything up. So it comes out more like Rashi Shita. Because like Bizmamenu, like us, we're never Mekayim Tais Vashita. Because like us, we always push everything up. So like Loi Tais, Rashi would be Gishmak. I mean, at least you have it by the time the seventh hour comes. The Loi Tais, we're missing, we'll be missing a Shalom Tashbisa. What? But the Torah says, but we don't want to take a chance. But like Lamaisa, La Locha, by we push everything up, like Rashi Shita is good. Loi Tais is a
single problem.
If I care, you're missing the essay of Tashbisa. Loi Tais, you're missing. You're missing that essay. What? Oh, so if you hold that he holds, it's only a cumus anyway, so then it makes it easier. Good. That's one machlokes. Now, Sai according to Rashi and Sai according to Tosfos, you have a machlokes achronim, interesting child. Let's say the person was lazy and he didn't do what he was supposed to. And it came the seventh hour. So the shaila is like this. This opens our eyes to see that there are different kinds of mitzvahs. The shaila is, what kind of a mitzvah did the Torah make Tashbisa? Is it a mitzvah like Mila? L'moshel. Mila, when the eighth day comes, there's a mitzvah like we had Zvizim Akdimin, B'yem HaShmini, the morning, back in time, there was a shaila in Lakewood that went to make a bris, to make it in the morning and have, or wait till second after first Seder. Zrizus would be to make it in the morning, but then guests can't come, Beravam, a lot of people can't make it, you can't have fleshiks. There was always a shaila when to have the bris. There's a mila in the morning, because as soon as the, in the morning, you do it Zrizus, but in the afternoon, it'll be less bittul Torah. But Lachara, as soon as Alois HaShachar, you don't find anybody sits there waiting, the mile waiting, mamish at Alois HaShachar to make the mila. Why? Because Bayam HaShmini. Once you have the whole from Aloysa, from Netz, however you want to reckon the day, till Shkia, every kol ayoyim kosher l'mila. The shaila is Tashbisu like that also? Is Tashbisu also? When it comes the seventh hour, l'moshel loy taisus, that's when the mitzvah starts. But it could keep going, it could go till at night, or maybe not. The Mogen Avraham is machmer. And the Mogen Avraham says that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is much more chomer. Every second, from the time the seventh hour comes, Oyre b'chol rega v'rega, it's an interesting lashon. Shad is, yilavatl, for each second that you could burn, from the time the seventh hour comes, according to the Mogen Avraham, there's a cheshbon l'mailo. And they count how many times you could have burnt till at night, and they'll get an einish. But yilavatl, even though we're dealing with an aseo here, we're not discussing Ba'yiro yet. There's Torah and Ba'yiro also.
Once the seventh hour comes.
Like Tosfos. It
starts from the seventh hour or not.
But yeah, that's when the Zman HaMitzvah comes. So the Tzlach, the Tzlach says, it's just like Mila. The Tzlach and Davol. There's only a few Tzlach in a few places. Learns that the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is within this time. Ach B'yem HaRishon, on this day, be Mashbis. But it's not every second counts. But this is the two machlokes. Now, after we come out, we'll just finish up with one last point. After we came out from this Gemara, that there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, according to everyone, it starts from the seventh hour. Except the shaila, is it every second? Is it before the seventh? Is it after the seventh? You know, after we have a mitzvah say of Tashbisu, and we, what's going to be with Ba'yiro Ba'yimot? When does that start? So as we start off this year, we say, Shiva Siyomim Sorol Yimotzu Vateka. In Pashtis, Ba'yiro Ba'yimot is only later on, is only at night when it comes to 7 days. The Ravid in Perek Gimel Mechamot Zematza, the Ravid says, Mefurish Shiva Siyomim. He says clearly that Ba'yiroi, Ba'yimotze does not start until night. Yeah?
So that's the university of Tashbisu beforehand.
What?
So you don't have any, I understand that, I don't have any
of it.
Tashbisu is in 6 hours.
Avada, so fakir. You're going to soon see the Hezber. Tashbisu is a hachone, is a protection. Tashbisu is in order not to be ever in Ba'yiroi. So you have those few hours, according to this sheet, that's very good. First, the Torah gave a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Try to get rid of the chametz from the seventh hour till at night. And if he didn't do it, then Bal Yeroa starts at night. Rashi, Shita, Nafdal, and Amad Aleph. And the Rambam, if you learn, the Ravid learns in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like Rashi and Agnes. In other words, the Raivin holds this machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivin. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't mean that way. It's an interesting shiloh what the Rambam means. But if we learn that the Rambam and the Raivid, Rashi says, the Rambam will hold like Rashi, and Dav Dalet, Rashi says, Mefurish. Very important Rashi. Rashi learns Klor that there is Valyura Valyamotze in even the same time that Tajbisu starts, also starts Valyura Valyamotze. Where does the I, the Pasuk, says Shivas Yomim? So you'll have to learn that that goes into the Hekish. That there's a Hekish, is Iskish, if you remember the Gemara, that there's a Iskish has Bosha Sora Lachilas Chomets, Lachilas Chomets, Lachilas Matzah. So he'll have to learn that, that Fakir, that Tashbisu works with the same Gedorim as Bal Yoroh, Bal Yomotze. And just like the Torah says, Tashbisu starts from the seventh hour and on, so at the Hekish, there'll be a Hekish Seor, just like we had that Shail about Seor Lecho, Shail about Tashbisu is only, whether Tashbisu is only a Chomets that you own, even though it doesn't say Lecho, we brought down a Shail on that. Whether Tashbisu is even a chametz that doesn't that only a chametz that belongs to you, because by Yeruah it says lecho, so you make a hekesh to Tashbisu. Here it's going to Rashi will hold the opposite way. Just like Tashbisu, the Torah was machadish that it starts b'yom rishon, that it starts from the seventh hour. So the same thing, the Yisur by Yeruah by Motze will also start from the seventh hour. According, it chaps a big nafkamina. By Yeruah, if there's a lava by Yeruah by Motze. So then Avada, even if you hold like the Tzlach, that you're not over b'chol rega v'rega on Tashbisu, but b'ayroa b'ayamotze, you can't take any. On that mistama, that is vayter shayla, on that mistama, the Tzlach is also moida that you're over b'chol rega, but it's only on Tashbisu. Tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh to do it. But on a lav, on lo yeroa, could be that on that lav will be more chomer. Which halamina? Yeah, because the Gemara didn't know. That's only after Tashbisu. The Gemara didn't know yet when Tashbisu is. By Yeruah is only comes later, after we went through the whole sugya. And we came out that Tashbisu is before, then by Yeruah follows after. But at this point that the Gemara asked, that maybe it's only on Yontif, Avada by Yeruah wouldn't start then. And economic, according to this, by Yeruah only comes after Tashbisu. What could be the Svaris HaMachloikis between these Rishonim? Why does Rashi say that by Yeruah, by Yemotze starts right away with Tashbisu? And the Raivid. And the Raivid holds the foolish. That Bal Yeruah only starts at night. And that the Shiloh could be like this. What comes for what? You have a lav of Bal Yeruah, and you have a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. So there's a Shiloh in Achronim, and we could use this Shiloh in Achronim to be mazbe this machlokes rishonim. Is the pshat is, the Torah doesn't want you to be over on Bal Yeruah, so therefore the Torah gives a mitzvah of Tashbisu. In other words, Tashbisu is to protect Bal Yeruah. So if Tashbisu is to protect Bal Yeruah, so first you have the Torah gives the Tashbisu first to make sure you should get rid of it in order that you should not be over on Bal Yeruah by Yemotze. That would be the sheet of the rising that holds that Bal Yeruah does not start until night. But it could be Rashi holds Pum Fakir. The lav of Bal Yeruah by Yemotze is to get you to make Tashbisu. Like this, if you wouldn't have the Shaila is these two, the which comes, which is first? It also happened after Mina in whether Bal Yeruah has a lav of Nitikla Esek. I don't want to get into it now. But if we learn that Tashbisu is to protect, is to get you not to be overrun by your own by Yemotze, so then it's a lav of Nitikla Esek. But if you learn that Bal Yeruah, the Torah wanted the Iker Kavanas HaTorah is Tashbisu. But in order to give you an extra Zrizus, the Torah put in a punishment of Bal Yeruah to get you to do it. So it's again a lav Shekodma Esek. In other words, that the Torah gave the lav in order to make sure that you do the Esek. But that's not a lav Nitikla Esek. Lav Nitikla Esek is, you did the lav. And in case you messed up the lav, the Torah gives you a chance to correct it by an essay. So if you this machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether Bal Yeruah and Bal Yemotze is at the same time as Tashbisu, or it comes later, we'll have a nafkamina whether it's a lav and nitik l'essay or not.